This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Lawmakers in the parliamentary committee meeting stressed the need to make the law governing the anti-graft body CIA more relevant to current times. Law Minister Swobhita Gautam insists on not confining graft control to punitive measures. Prime Minister's office urges government agencies to prioritize domestic products and services. Newly appointed Bagmati Province Chief Minister Kiran Thapa Magar administered the oath of office and secrecy, and at least 15 people killed in Kyiv as Ukraine grapples with air defense shortages. Now the news in detail. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamichhane has clarified that the anti-graft body would not exert pressure on its investigative activities relating to abuse of power by public officials. Addressing a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee with the officials of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, today, Chair Lamichhane said CIAA officials work fairly to build good governance and it would not experience any political interference in its activities. The meeting centered on an investigation into the financial irregularities and abuse of power. The chairperson urged the CIAA officials to make the investigation and prosecution more objective and effective. On the same occasion, Law Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Swobhita Gautam said the government is committed to controlling corruption and good governance, fully respecting the anti-graft body's independent, impartial and constitutional role. Minister Gautam said the government would provide necessary support for the investigation and prosecution of corruption-related matters. The law minister said the government is ready to move forward by linking the commission's facts and the experiences and suggestions obtained from the investigation with good governance. Minister Gautam said that the CIAA should not be misused as a tool for political revenge, personal grudges or to intimidate employees. She emphasized that the need to set clear standards for investigation and prosecution. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has urged all government bodies to prioritize domestic products and services in public procurement. The directive issued under Prime Minister Balendra Shah's instruction requires federal, provincial and local government bodies as well as Nepali missions abroad to prioritize Nepali products within existing procurement laws. Government officers have been asked to use Nepali handicrafts wherever possible for meetings, ceremonies, gifts and decorations, while prioritizing domestic products for stationery, furniture, construction materials, machinery, agricultural goods and food and beverages. The Prime Minister's office said the initiative aims to promote domestic production, reduce imports, protect local skills and enterprises and create jobs. Heads of public bodies will monitor implementation with ministries required to conduct quarterly inspections. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Bagmati Province Kiran Thapa Magar took the oath of office and secrecy today. Province Chief Deepak Prasad Devkota administered the oath in a ceremony held at the Province Chief's office in Hetauda. CPNUMO leader Thapa was appointed to the post in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. Thapa received support of 63 members in the Provincial Assembly, 26 from Nepali Communist Party and 12 from Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. His party had 25 votes. The House of Representatives Public Accounts Committee has directed the government to channel foreign aid through the National Treasury System and bring all development assistance within the audit framework. At a meeting today, the committee issued a 9-point directive calling for foreign aid to be aligned with national priorities and programs. It also instructed authorities to maintain integrated records of foreign aid commitments, receipts, expenditure and reimbursements and ensure all aid to be registered in the Development Finance Information Management System before projects are approved. Ambassador for the European Union to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, had a farewell call on President Ramchandra Pauwel. According to President's office, issues of Nepal-EU relations and mutual interest were discussed during today's meeting. President Pauwel thanked Ambassador Lorenzo upon the successful completion of a term in Nepal. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to Nepal, Fahad Mohammad Ernekar, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal on Thursday. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the meeting discussed Nepal-Saudi Arabia relations, high-level visits, the safety and welfare of Nepali workers in Saudi Arabia, and other matters of mutual interest. The two sides stressed the importance of marking the 50th anniversary of diplomatic ties and continuing high-level exchanges to further strengthen bilateral cooperation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garde
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lede
jaha bhaye pari paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha has stressed the need to make the public service broadcasting institution comprising Radio Nepal and Nepal Television more professional, competitive, effective and accountable to the public. During a briefing on the institution's budget and programs for the current fiscal year, Minister Timmal Sinha urged Radio Nepal and Nepal Television to improve content quality and strengthen their digital presence. He also suggested integrating the administration and account sections. The communications minister stressed that news and information broadcast by the institutions must be impartial, factual and objective, free from political bias and centered on citizens. Acting chairperson Urvashi Basnet pledged to make the institution more competitive, accountable and public oriented. A one-day workshop on producing weather and disaster awareness content for Radio Nepal and Nepal Television concluded on Thursday. Organized by Public Service Broadcasting Nepal and BBC Media Action, the workshop focused on digital content for public awareness, preparedness and safety during disasters and extreme weather. Public service broadcasting officials urged producers to make content inclusive, timely and impactful, while BBC Media Action's Kiran Bhandari said the collaboration could help raise public awareness and save lives. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news update. At least 15 people have been killed in the latest Russian strikes targeting the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv's mayor said, as Ukraine continues to face a shortage of air defense missiles. The BBC cited the State Emergency Service of Ukraine as saying apartment blocks and warehouses were struck across the city overnight, while a children's hospital and school were also damaged. The deaths were the result of a shortage of air defense missiles, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, which Kyiv relies on Western allies to supply. Speaking to BBC News at a wrecked apartment block in Kyiv, Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said Ukraine needed ammunition, anti-missile systems and support from the partners. The mayor was in Solomianinsky district to assess the damage around him. Emergency workers continued to sift through rubble and people stood outside their destroyed homes. Four workers in Japan have died after being struck by a train in Shinkanuma Station north of Tokyo, authorities say. The BBC cited Tobu Railway, the operator of the line, as saying the collision happened at around 10:46 local time on Thursday while the workers were spraying herbicide. Police are investigating if safety guidelines were followed when the accident happened, Tobu Railway officials told a press conference. According to Tobu Railway, train service was suspended on the Tobu Nikko line due to the accident. A passenger on the train told Japanese public broadcaster NHK that they heard a strange noise before the train made an emergency stop. He said passengers were struck on the train for a while as staff announced that they were investigating the noise. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country. Generally cloudy conditions will prevail over the Taraya area of Koshi province, while partly cloudy conditions will prevail over the remaining Taraya areas. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan areas of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the hilly areas of the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Taraya areas of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places in the Madhes province and the Taraya area of Sudurpashchim province. Heavy rain is likely at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Lawmakers in a parliamentary committee meeting stressed the need to make the law governing the anti-graft body CIAA more relevant to current times. Law Minister Sobhita Gautam insists on not confining graft control to punitive measures. Prime Minister's office urges government agencies to prioritize domestic products and services. Newly appointed Bagmati Province Chief Minister Kiran Thapamaga administered the oath of office and secrecy. And at least 15 people killed in Kyiv as Ukraine grapples with air defense shortages. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.